नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्ध ज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशांताय दक्षिणामूर्तये निधये सर्वविद्यानां विषजे भवरोगिणां गुरवे सर्वलोकानां दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः चिद्घ्नाय महेशाय वटमूलनिवासिने सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ मौनव्याख्या प्रकटितपरब्रह्मतत्त्वं युवाणम् वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतं ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रं करकलितचिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपं स्वात्मा रामं मुदितवदनं दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृह्णन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुदाब्धी भुवि रामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोः श्रुत्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेष विज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजोवारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तभुवकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं ऋतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं जयति जगति माया यस्य कायाधवस्ते वचनरचनमेकं केवलं चाकलय्य ध्रुवपदमपि यातो यत्कृपातो ध्रुवोऽयं सकलकुशलपात्रं ब्रह्मपुत्रं नतोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपमदितितीर्षतां तमोऽन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनां मदाश्रया कथामृष्टा शृण्वन्ति कथयन्ति च तपन्ति विविधास्तापा नैतान्मद्गतचेतसः Kapila Bhagavan is talking about glory of satsanga. While talking about glory of satsanga, he has defined who can be a sadhu. What is the criterion of a sadhu? It is mentioned here. And if anyone who is interested in gaining the Lord in their life, one should approach this type of sadhus is the idea. In this context, Bhagavan continues. Tayete sadhavas sadhvi sarvasanga vivarjitaha sangasteshu athate prarthyaha sangadoshaharahite. It's a beautiful shloka. Here Bhagavan says to his mother, Devahuti, Hey sadhvi, oh my dear spiritual seeker, Therefore, we'll come across afterwards. Teshu sangaha te pratyaha, you should seek their spiritual association. if you want to be free from worldly attachments and gain self-knowledge, you should seek sadhu sangha. Here the context you have to see, Bhagavan is teaching his own mother, and his mother clearly asked, please give me that knowledge by which I can go beyond all the small petty things in my life. Bhagavan is teaching, and Bhagavan is Jagadguru. Certainly nobody can teach more than him with all clarity, correct? With all authority he can teach. And Bhagavan is the greatest guru also, and not only he is greatest sadhu. More than him, who can have noble qualities? The qualities which he has mentioned in the previous shlokas, that titikshavaha, karunika, suhruta sarvadehina, ajata shatravaha, shanta, sadhava, sadhu bhushana, these are all the qualifications he mentioned about the sadhus. So titiksha, more than him, who can be patient? More than him, who can have noble qualities? Such a lord says to his own mother, oh mother, please go and approach sadhus. What may be the reason? Bhagavan says, they are sarvasanga vivarjitaha. The one reason is, they don't have attachment. That means what? Do you have attachment? Devahuti can ask, na? If sadhus don't have attachment, you are the greatest sadhu. Why you are asking me to go to another sadhu? One reason is, ete sadhavaha sarvasanga vivarjitaha. These sadhus, who are free from all types of attachments. What about you? No, it is questionable. Whether I am free from all types of attachment or not is questionable. And not only they are free from sarvasanga vivarjitaha, sanga dosha harahite, they alone can destroy all worldly attachments. Two reasons he gives, that they are free from attachments, and they can destroy your attachments. What about you? What about you? Devahuti asks, what about you? Why Bhagavan asks his own mother to seek sadhu sangha? In Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna's gospel, we come across a story that Himavan Putri was Parvati. So Himavan goes to Parvati, his own daughter, then ask, please show your forms. People say that you are divine mother, and I consider you so far as my daughter. I want to know what are all the forms, what is your glories and other thing I want to know. She shows one by one all the forms. This is what Saraswati form, I am the Saraswati, I am Lakshmi. So many forms she was go on showing. Then that father asks, the very fact that you have so many forms, there must be one reality. There must be one reality. What is your real form, please tell? What is your real nature, please tell? Then Mother Parvati says, for that you have to approach sadhus. For that you have to approach sadhus. Here also you see Bhagavan says, you go and approach the sadhu. Why? Why? One commentator beautifully says, because of two reasons. One reason is, Atma Jnanam, which was asked by Devahuti, cannot be given like a parcel gift, gift parcel. Okay, okay, you got, you are my mother. So I have special concession for you. So I open your mind and put that. Atma Jnanam cannot be given as a parcel, by touching, by seeing, nothing can be done. Atma Jnanam is always by teaching. Teaching involves what? Guru-Shishya relationship. If Shishya thinks about the Guru, here mother is Shishya, Guru is son. Suppose mother thinks, okay, he is my own my dear child. He is my own my dear child. So if whatever Guru says, it may not enter into the, it may not enter into the ears of the disciple. So here Bhagavan says, you may not be convinced about my teaching due to Putra Pasha. you might have developed more and more putra sneha. As even you hear, I talk so many big things. What is the nature of the mother? She will develop one more ahankara, that I am mother of such a beautiful, wonderful son. The very teaching is for what? To get away from all types of ahankara. Because of this teaching, there is a possibility that one more ahankara may come in the heart of the mother, that I am mother of such a beautiful child, such a wonderful child. Therefore, there is a possibility of missing the bus. Missing the bus means what? Missing the teaching. Therefore, if you miss the teaching, please go to sadhus. Whereas, sadhu sangha is such a one, not only they don't have any worldly attachment, they will destroy all the worldly attachments, not only towards the world, towards me also they will destroy the attachment. Here Bhagavan, even though teacher, he is a putraha. So he cannot destroy the attachment putra sneha of the mother, of his own mother. Bhagavan says if you go to sadhus, not only they will destroy all the worldly attachment, they will destroy the attachment of the putra sneha also towards me also. The process is, a devotee surrenders to the Lord, then naturally Bhagavan sends the devotee to satsanga. That is the process in everybody spiritual. A devotee surrenders to the Lord with his heartfelt prayer, "O Lord, please show me the way." Then Bhagavan sends the devotee to satsanga. Somewhere else by accident we will come across, there is a sadhu like that. Then that devotee surrenders to the satsanga, means naturally within the satsanga there will be one person whom will be liked by you, whom you will accept as your teacher. Then the teacher hands over the devotee to whom? To Shastra. Bhagavan hands over the devotee to satsanga. Satsanga hands over the devotee to one particular sadhu. That one particular sadhu whom you are loving and revering and hearing, he becomes your teacher. That teacher, what he does? He hands over the student to the Shastra. Then he goes to Shastra. Shastra, what he does? Shastra hands over the devotee to himself. Understood? Entire cycle. The teacher doesn't want the disciple to cling to him and attach to him. The teacher wants the disciple to cling on to the knowledge. He wants the student to cling on to the knowledge or his own real nature and find the truth. Namely, what is the truth? Aham sarvam iti truth. Sarvatma bhavaha it is called. Aham sarvam. In that aham sarvam, Bhagavan is there. Bhagavan is there. Certainly sadhus are there. Even his own teacher is there. So sarvam atma aham iti bhavaha, sarvatma bhavaha. Then he can love everyone in the creation, including the Lord and teacher, as his own self, his own real self, without any attachment towards anyone, including the Bhagavan and the teacher. So love is different from attachment. In love, you are a giver. You don't have any expectation. People say we are devoted to the Lord. What type of devotion initially it becomes? It is attachment. It is attachment. Attachment means there is an expectation and you are the receiver. That is why you can pray without any guilt. You can pray, "Oh Lord, give this, give that, give this, give that." And at the same time you say, "I love you." It's contradiction. In love there is no expectation. There is no transaction. You are only giver, giver, giver. Not receiver at all. Even if Bhagavan comes and says, "You please ask one boon." If you are a giver or lover, he will tell, "You ask your boon. I don't want anything." One story comes. Sanat Kumara Rishi, once he was sitting in Samadhi and Mother Parvati and Shiva, they were roaming. Parvati saw such a beautiful 5-year, 6-year-old child with all spiritual emotions, it is sitting and meditating. Seeing that child, that mother thought, "I should be mother of this child. Then she told to Shiva, we will go there and we will give him boon. Let him born as my son. What a wonderful child it is. Then Bhagavan also agreed. So both went. They stood in front of him. He was in his own samadhi. So they made some signals and other thing. Nothing worked. He was meditating on Bhagavan Shiva only, Parvati Shiva only. So there they disappeared. Inside his heart they disappeared. Then his samadhi disturbed. Then when he opened, they are outside. So he prostrated with all devotion. Then Bhagavan asked, please ask a boon. Sanat Kumara told, boon? Boon for what? I never called you. I don't want anything. If you want anything, you please ask. Because I did not call you. I was enjoying your presence, that's all. You have come. Please ask if you want any boon. Then Bhagavan told that I want you as my child. Sanat Kumara told Tathastu. That child only is Shanmuka. Shanmuka avatara is Sanat Kumara avatara. Senapati Shanmuka is there, no? One devata? Muruga they call it, or Kartikeya they call it. So in love, you are the giver. You are giver to whom? Even to the Lord. So you don't expect anything from anyone, including the teacher. If a student is Sarvatma Bhavi, the very teacher becomes his own real self. Bhagavan becomes his own real self. In Eknatha Swami's life, we come across this beautiful incident. Eknatha Swami was serving in his Gurukula. Janardana Swami was his teacher, Guru. So 12 years he was serving. Not a single lesson was taught to Eknatha Swami. 12 years he is staying. In those days, there is no portion system or something. Whenever teacher wants to teach, he will teach. If students is fit for the teaching, then only teacher will teach. Up to that time, only training period only. How many years training period, we don't know. So this Eknatha Swami was serving Guru, and it's a huge ashrama. The Janardana Swami was very famous teacher. So he had to look after entire ashrama affair, accounts, this, that, purchasing, bringing everything, providing food, everything is under his administration. And whole day he will serve, and he himself will cook the food for the sake of Janardana Swami. Personally he will feed. That is his personal duty. One day night, about 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock, midnight, Janardana Swami got up and saw in the Eknatha Swami's room, there was a candle burning. So he went and saw. Eknatha Swami was engrossed in what you call studying something. So Janardana Swami thought, he never taught anything to this fellow, what he is studying like that. So when he peeped in, it was accounts book. He was studying the accounts book. He went back to his room. Within 15-20 minutes, Janardana Swami heard a voice. Aha, Gurunatha, Gurunatha, Kripa Sindhu, like that. Then Janardana Swami thought, maybe any vision has come or what? This fellow is shouting Gurunatha, Kripa Sindhu, like that. So again he came and saw. Then he was in ecstasy. Who? Eknatha Swami was in ecstasy. What happened, he asked. I have found out, he told. Eureka, Eureka. What he found out? 5 paise was missing in the accounts. That account say 5 paise was missing. So he has found out where it is, where it was missing. In accounts, 5 paise was missing. So I have found out, I have tallied the accounts like that. Then Janardana Swami felt very bad. See, this fellow, he came here as a spiritual seeker. I have made him as an accountant. So he had self-pity. So he thought, 12 years this boy was serving me. I have not given anything. So his Upasana Devata, Dattatreya, Bhagavan Narayana, Dattatreya Avatara. So he requested Dattatreya, please give him vision. And whatever is necessary, please give him. So, great soul. Janardana Swami was very great soul. Because he has requested Dattatreya Swami, agreed, okay, tomorrow I will do everything. In the Ekanath Swami's case, no class, nothing, no portion, nothing. These are all exceptions. So next day, as usual, Ekanath Swami got up and went to river, took bath, brought water to the teacher, and while coming under the banyan tree, Dattatreya Swami gave vision. So Ekanath Swami knew that Dattatreya Swami was the Bhagavan. Dattatreya was the Ishtadevata of his own guru Janardana Swami. So he prostrated to him, and Bhagavan asked, please ask something. That's the problem with Bhagavan, you know. Even if you don't want, he will tell, please ask something. Even to Prahlada, he says, please ask something. So the Ekanath Swami told, I don't want anything. I want to serve my guru. This boon you give, that is enough. Tadas was. He came back and started his own duties. Main duty is cooking for the teacher's sake. So he started cooking. Janardana Swami was wondering whether the vision happened or not. If happened, means this fellow will be in ecstasy, he will be in samadhi. As though nothing happened, he has come and started his regular duties. So whether Bhagavan missed the chance or what, like that he was thinking. Then he came to Ekanath Swami and asked, Ekanatha, did you see Dattatreya, Bhagavan Dattatreya? I saw. Twelve years I did tapasya to have one vision. As though your neighbor, you say, you are telling, you are telling. What he told? He asked me to ask boon. I told, I don't want anything. Then what? I came back. Then the Janardana Swami was very much annoyed. What this fellow, he doesn't have even value for Dattatreya vision. Then he asked, Ekanatha, what is this? You should have value for all these things. As though he is a third person neighbor, you are telling that I have seen him under the banyan tree. What is this? Then Ekanatha Swami asked Janardana Swami, did I ask you to arrange for a vision? Did I ask you? I did not ask you. For me, you are everything. When I have pratikshana, when I have my own Bhagavan in front of me, when I can serve and cook and feed my own Bhagavan in front of me, what is the necessity of one more Bhagavan, Dattatreya? I don't want all these things. Over. This is what final culmination of this entire cycle. What is that final culmination? That knowledge which says that there is no difference between Bhagavan and my teacher. And there is no difference between me, the creation, Bhagavan and my teacher. Therefore, the student finally ends as a loving person. So, love is different from attachment. In love, you are a giver. You don't have any expectation. Here, Bhagavan, even though teacher, he is a putraha. So he cannot destroy the attachment putra sneha of the mother, of his own mother. Bhagavan says if you go to sadhus, not only they will destroy all the worldly attachment, they will destroy the attachment of the putra sneha also towards me also. Therefore, Bhagavan asks his own mother to seek sadhu sangha. They are free from attachments and they can destroy your attachment. And even in Gita, Bhagavan Krishna is teaching to his own friend and disciple Arjuna. There also he says, Tadviddhi pranipadena pariprashtena sevaya upatekshyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshinaha. This statement is not for the third person. This statement is for the disciple himself. They will teach you. They will teach you means what you are doing now. The problem is, not with regard to Bhagavan, with regard to the student. Because here the Arjuna is the student. Always had that idea of Bhagavan is my friend. So the friendship vasana is there. So in friendship vasana, there may not be reverence. Love will be there, but there may not be reverence. So the teaching will work only when reverence and love join together. Love must be there, and at the same time, reverence must be there. When a seeker does not have respectful love, which is nothing but Shraddha in the words of the teacher, then the teaching is taken as casually. So Bhagavan may not be Sangha Dosha Haraha. Why? Why he cannot remove your attachment? All sadhus say, Bhagavan cannot remove your attachment. Why? He is Kalpataru. Kalpataru. Whatever you ask, he will give. That's all. Whatever you ask, he will give. You ask balloon, he will give balloon. He will not come and teach you, a balloon is not a necessity for you. You ask putra, he gives putra. You ask wealth, he gives wealth. You ask a spouse, he gives spouse. But he doesn't come and say, is it worthy to ask? Is it worthy to ask? And whatever you ask, he will give. But he will not come and say that this is not a worthy thing to ask. Whereas, Sadhu Sangha will teach you what is the worthy thing to be asked. So, Bhagavan may not be Sangha Dosha Haraha, but sadhus are certainly Sangha Dosha Haraha. They won't leave the seeker as long as he is not freed from samsara. Repeatedly, this idea will come in Bhagavatam future also. For this, there is another story. Namadeva was the devotee of Panduranga. So, Namadeva story you may know from the childhood onwards. His friend was Bhagavan Panduranga. So, whenever he wants, he will talk, he will dance, he will, play, they will play together. Known factor to the entire city. And some people can see them playing also. Namadeva's mother, after cooking, she will search for her child. So, then they are playing there, like that somebody will come and tell it seems. So, she will go and drag both of them, because Namadeva will not come alone. When he was a child, he was so much attached to Panduranga, Bhagavan Panduranga. So, he will not come alone. She will drag both of them and made them to eat. She will feed them. Such a Namadeva, who was friend of Panduranga, he was sitting in Satsanga. In that Sadhu Sangha, so many sadhus are there. Great sadhus. One was Jnanadeva. Jnaneshwari author. Jnaneshwari was commentary to Bhagavad Gita, written by a great saint called Jnaneshwar. So, he was considered as avatar of Bhagavan Krishna himself. So, he was there. Then his brother Nivrittinath, his sister, 5-year young child, Mukta Bai, her name. And in that satsanga was happening in Bhakta Kumbhara's house. They are all contemporaries. Kabir Das, you imagine a nation which had contemporaries. All are great saints. Kabir Das, then Jnanadev and Namadev, Bhakta Kumbhara, they are all contemporaries. One area they have taken. So, in Bhakta Kumbhara's house, Satsanga was going on. The child, that 5-year-old child, Mukta Bai, who happened to be the younger sister of Jnaneshwar, observed Bhakta Kumbhara was having a small stick and he is not giving up that stick at all. He goes and arranges food and everything, so many things arranged. So she asked, Uncle, what is this stick? Bhakta Kumbhara told, oh, this stick is very important one. Whether a pot is baked properly or not, I can find out. Oh, is it so? Can I check pots whether they are baked or not? Then Bhakta Kumbhara told, okay, you check. So, he handed over that stick. The child came to everyone who were sitting in the satsanga and started hitting the head of every sadhu. According to the child, she was very jnani, great jnani she also, from childhood onwards. According to the child, every head of a human being is a pot. So whether that head is baked or not, she wanted to check. So as even she came with stick to hit and see the maturity, everybody with all humility, humbleness, they bowed down to her and received that stick. So one by one like that. Finally, when it came to Namadeva, Namadeva got anger. What? You are checking me whether I am matured or not? Huh? Like that he did not agree to be beaten. Then the child immediately declared, in this entire Sadhu Sangha, this only one head is not baked. It is immature, unbaked head. So for everybody started laughing, and it is child's words, that's all. He could have taken naturally, as a joke also. But he took very seriously and he simply ran to Panduranga. Whatever he has complained, so he will go and tell to Panduranga. So he went to Panduranga and told, hey, Panduranga, why you are morose? Why you are crying? All is your problem only. You are the cause for all these things. You only sent me to that satsanga. You told you go to Bhakta Kumbhara's house. There is a satsanga and other thing. There I was humiliated, you know. Oh, you are humiliated? Who has humiliated? That Mukta Bhai, that 5-year-old child has humiliated. 5-year-old child, how can she humiliate you? What happened to you? Please tell. Then Namadeva told her. Then she has declared me that I am immature, I am unbaked like that. Is it so, Panduranga? Then Panduranga silently told. Correct only she told. What she told is correct. What? Am I unbaked? Am I not matured? No, you are not matured. Then, what is the way to get maturity? Why I am not matured so far? You are talking to me daily. You are playing with me. Still I am not matured. Still you are not matured. Still you are not matured. Then it was a great shocking revelation for Namadeva. Then he asked, okay, why I am not matured? Because you have not yet received a teacher in your life so far. Guru has not come in your life. No, you have come. You are Jagat Guru. This business will not work. I may be Jagat Guru. I am not Guru for you. I am your friend. That is the relationship we both have. I cannot teach you anything. You should have a teacher. Oh, I should have a teacher. Who is that teacher? Please, you yourself show. So he sends that Namadev to one place, Parali Vaidyanath, that place. He had been there, ne? It is one of the Jyotirlinga. There is a Shiva temple, Jyotirlinga. There one sadhu will be there. You go and learn from him. Then Namadeva goes. As even he entered the Shiva temple, he saw an old man putting both the legs on Shivalinga and lying relaxedly, lying on his back, putting both the legs on the Shivalinga. Then as even Namadeva saw this, it is sacrilege. Hey, old man, what you are doing? You don't have any place to get rest. You are lying here and putting your legs on the Shivalinga. Then that old man told, oh, I became very old. I am not able to remove my legs also. Please remove my legs from Shivalinga. So to remove the legs, he has to catch hold of legs of that old man. So he caught hold of that leg. Then he tried to put that side. Then as even he put that side, one more Shivalinga came. Namadeva got, what is this? I am the person who do miracles. To me himself, some miracle is happening here. Then that side he put. There also on Shivalinga. So with this side, that side, that side. So 360 degrees that old man was. Rotated. Then, by the time, because of Guru Sparsha, who is going to be your teacher, you don't know. Because of Guru Sparsha, Pada Sparsha, the Chitta Shuddhi happened, and he found, what is this? Panduranga is playing with me or what? Then he asked that, he saw that sadhu, old sadhu, and sadhu was in bliss and he was laughing. He told, my dear, where can you put my leg? Wherein Bhagavan is not there. This is the one statement. Over. Where can you put my leg? Wherein Bhagavan is not there. Highly matured soul, Namdeva. This one statement becomes Mahavakya Tad Tomasi. Ishwaraha Sarvatma. So immediately fell at the feet of the old sadhu. That old sadhu name was Vishopa. I was searching, what is the, who is this old sadhu? I got in one book, Vishopa. And what happened? He started staying there itself. He got guru. Guru is so loving and jovial person also. So he started living there. Panduranga was missing Namadeva. Panduranga don't have anyone as a friend. So he thought this fellow will go and gain self knowledge and he will come back. According to Namadeva, Bhagavan is everywhere. So what is the necessity of going to Pandharpur? Pandharpur is very long distance from Parali Vaidyana. Lot of distance. Then Bhagavan, 2-3 days afterwards, Bhagavan came and asked Namadeva, "Hey Namadeva, kaam ho gaya? Your work is over, chalo." "Where to chalo? I don't need. No, you will not come to Pandharpur. Why should I come to Pandharpur? Everything is here." "Hey, you have changed the party because he has become now Shiva Bhakta." That is Jyotirlinga. Here also you are only like that. So then finally Bhagavan Panduranga had to convince him, "Though I am everything, I want your company. I want your company for the sake of Leela. Therefore, Sangha of Lord may not guarantee self-knowledge." So many examples we come across in Puranas and the stories of great avatars. Along with Krishna, so many people were there whole life, okay? You don't find they received any self-knowledge. Understand? Along with Ramji, so many people were there whole life. We don't find they have received self-knowledge. With Bhagavan Sri Ram Krishna, so many people were there, Hirudaya and other, 25 years. We don't find any self-knowledge they have received. After death, what happened, we don't know. But as long as they lived, they are attached to the same petty, small amount, petty things of life. And they tortured Bhagavan. Not receiving benefit, you leave it. They wanted to give samsara to Bhagavan. You have to get freedom from Bhagavan when you live with Bhagavan. That was not possible, okay. They wanted to give their own samsara to Bhagavan, and that much intensity of samsara, Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna wanted to go and drown himself in Ganga. Thrice he tries. He could not withstand the torture of this Hriday. Twice, you imagine. So, Bhagavan Sangha may not guarantee self-knowledge. If Bhagavan's physical Sangha itself may not guarantee self-knowledge, where is the question of vision of Bhagavan guaranteeing self-knowledge? So many people have vision. Understood? Ravana saw Bhagavan, Hiranyakashipu saw Bhagavan. What is the difference between Sangha and vision? Sangha means continuity. It is a Vyavaharika Satya. Vision means Prathibhasika Satya. Maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, one day of affair it is. He has to go away. He will disappear. You have to cry afterwards, "Oh Bhagavan, you have disappeared. So, whether Sangha of Lord guarantees you self-knowledge or vision of God guarantees you self-knowledge, Sangha of Sadhus will guarantee you self-knowledge. This about the vision of God doesn't guarantee self-knowledge. One beautiful incident comes in Ramayana. Maricha was having varieties of vision of Rama. Vrikshe, vrikshe, pashyami. He says, every tree I am seeing as Rama. And if I close my eyes, he comes and stands in front of. Open my eyes, he comes and stands. Morning he comes, evening he comes. Then why don't you become Rama Bhakta? That is not possible. That is not possible. He even tries to cheat Bhagavan at the final days. So, Bhagavan says, Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti hrutkarna rasayana kataha tajyoshanad ashu apavarga vartmani Shraddharatir Bhaktir Anukramishyati. How sadhus guarantee self-knowledge? How sadhus guarantee the secret spiritual growth? Bhagavan says, in stage by stage, what happens when a jiva, when a seeker comes to satsanga? Satam prasangat, due to the intimate company of sadhus, mama virya samvidaha rutkarna sa rasayanaha katha bhavanti. When you come to satsanga, what happens? They will tell stories after stories. That's all. They will tell stories after stories. Mama virya samvidaha katha bhavanti. What will happen in satsanga? Not stories of politics, not stories of other things. Mama virya samvida katha bhavanti. They will talk about only my own glories, my glories and glorious leelas, about my real nature, which are like nectar to the ears, to the heart. It will not be boring one. It will not be boring one. They will tell in such a way that you will feel that yes, this is nice. When Hiranyakashipu and Prahlada lived, according to scriptures, it is lakhs and lakhs of years before. But when a sadhu describes that, how it appears to you? As though you are seeing that. As though you are witnessing. When Bhagavan Krishna lived in this world, at least 5,000 years before, as though you are seeing now, you can enjoy that. Sadhus are the best advertisers of my glories. Their storytelling, their explanations about me is something beautiful and a really wonder. It is a wonder because I am inexplicable entity. I cannot be described. But these sadhus, not one day, two day, years after years, parampara after parampara, they go on try to explain about me. Therefore, it is a wonder. They are experts in explaining inexplicable one and undescribable one. With whole heart and soul, when they tell my glories, what happens, you know? They are not advertisers of ordinary soap, now advertisement comes, na? Soap, paste, brush, these are all for the blade, these are all advertisement comes. So ordinary advertisers advertise ordinary things. These sadhus are wonderful, beautiful and advertisers. They advertise what? Bhakti. The product of advertisement is what? Bhakti. Product of advertisement is daya. Have compassion. Go towards the Lord. Help others. Do what you call? Service to the poor people, like that. These are all the rare commodities. These are all rare commodities in a human society. So they don't advertise the normal things. These sadhus advertise rare commodities like dhaya, satya, ahimsa, seva, shanti, like that. When you hear their advertisement, when you hear their explanation with the heart and soul, what happens, you know? They don't tell that as a story, they tell as though as a fact of life, not mere stories. As a only worthy thing, only fascinating one, when they tell the stories of the Lord, how they tell? As though as it is as a fact. The conviction you can see from the face of the sadhu when he says, Bhagavan Rama told like this, Satyameva Jayate, when he says, the conviction you can see that from the face of the sadhu and his voice modulation, that it was a fact. And it was the only thing to be gained in our life. That type of conviction they give. Tajjoshanat, by hearing my glories, by drinking my glories through your ears, ashu, immediately, apavarga vartmani shraddha bhavati, faith comes in moksha marga. There was one, Rahim, he was a Musliman, he was working in jewelry shop. Wherever this Katha Shravana happens, people will come, 1,000 people, 2,000 people will be there. So many shops will be there. So his owner told, you go take the samples and spread those samples. Whoever gives orders, you bring the order. So some 50-60 jewelries he has given to this Rahim. So Rahim's duty was what? He has to just spread the all the jewels and take the orders. Bhagavata Saptaha started. A sadhu was talking about Krishna, that he is so beautiful child, wonderful child, and he can exchange diamonds for the sake of mango. One old lady brought mango. In Krishna Avatara, one old lady brought mango. The child wanted to have that mango. So the old lady asked, what you are going to give? Whatever I have, I will give, Krishna told. So you bring, by his hands he brought paddy. So while bringing itself, through its gap between the fingers, it has fallen. Then 3-4 paddy remained. So the child gave with all innocence. That old mother, seeing that innocent behavior of the child, with all happiness, she gave all the fruit of the basket, mango fruit basket. Then after emptying it, she wanted to go away, that she found that paddy became diamond. Like that, hey, paddy becomes diamond. Who was hearing this? Rahim. Paddy becomes diamond. Such a wonderful hand it is. We heard only golden hand. This is diamond hand. Paddy becomes diamond. Then that too free. For fruit he exchanged diamonds. Then the Bhagavata, that sadhu was telling, that Bhagavan was wearing Kaustubha mala, all full of gems and precious stones. And in his hip there is a belt. That also was given by Mother Lakshmi Devi. Like that he was adding masala and masala and masala. And he was explaining, and by his explanation, a depiction, he has brought a beautiful, innocent child. So this Rahim thought, I have to find out this child instead of working in this jewelry shop. And that fellow all the time is scolding me. Suppose if I find the child, I can exchange this ordinary jewels are there, na? This ordinary jewels are there. This ordinary jewel I will exchange and I will get all the precious thing like that. So at the end of the story, that Bhagavata story, he went and stood in front of that sadhu who was telling the story. Then he asked, where is that boy? Where is that boy? That sadhu asked, which boy? Which boy? Just now you are explaining, just now you are telling that boy, that flute boy, that paddy giving boy, that diamond boy. Then that sadhu understood, he is carried away by the story. Then he told, he is in Brindavan. Oh, he is in Brindavan. And now also he is there. How can a sadhu say, now Bhagavan is not there? So he told with all conviction, yes, now also he is there. Shall I meet him? This sadhu told, yes, you can meet him. How can a sadhu say he cannot meet Bhagavan? They are going Brindavan means you will meet Bhagavan only. So he told, all right, you can meet. So how to go? Just go straight. You will reach after 10 hours walking. You will reach that place and he will be in the forest and there will be some people. But be careful. There will be always people protecting him because he is very precious child. Na? So like that he added masala and sent him. This person carried away by the beauty and innocence of the child. Krishna kaha. He started coming to Vrindavan, and as even he was entering the Vrindavan, Krishna, he asked. So he was a Muslim. So in those days Muslims were outcast people in the society. No Hindu will talk to them. So all were running. nobody was answering his question. So one person answered, which Krishna? Fruit Krishna kaha. They understood something mad happened. So they simply showed the temple. Which temple? Vrindavan, Banki Bihari temple. There, Vallabhacharya's son was taking care of that Banki Bihari. And Rahim wanted to enter the Krishna temple, they did not allow him. So he sat outside the temple all the time. Krishna, I want to see you. That Bhagavata told that sadhu told that you are there and you will exchange for my mango, you will exchange paddy, diamond, other thing, I want to say like that, you are simply carried away. The others thought that he as a him as a mad. So one or two days afterwards, the Vallabhacharya's son came and asked, things are going on, Bhagwan's puja is going on everywhere, anything happened? Then they informed, what to do, 2 days one mad cap has come and from Islam religion, he wanted to see, go inside the Garbhagriha and wanted to see Krishna, and he wanted to talk with Krishna like that. Oh, where is he? Then he was shown. Seeing him immediately, he is a great sadhu. Vallabhacharya's son was a great sadhu. So seeing him, he understood, oh, this fellow is in another level. So he told, whom you want to see? Whom you want to see? That Rahim told, I want to see Krishna, I want to see Krishna, I want to exchange, you know, the mango I have brought. Like that he was telling. So come, I will take you. He went inside the Garbhagriha he was allowed, and he saw there Krishna. And that Rahim became great bhakta, lots of Krishna stotra, Krishna songs he has written up. So, apavarga vartmani shraddha bhavati, by hearing the words of sadhus, they don't think that they are hearing some cock and bull story. For them, apavarga vartmani shraddha bhavati, faith will come in moksha marga. Because this shraddha is one thing which differentiates the serious spiritual seeker and namke vaste spiritual seeker. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna asks, hey Naren, if a thief knows that there is lot of jewels in the next room, there are lots of jewels are there in the next room, if thief knows that there is a lot of jewels are there in the next room, will he sleep? Will he sleep? He will not sleep. Why? Because his necessity is what? Wealth. And he has the capacity to plunder it. Only thing is, he should be convinced that there is wealth there. That's all. So, the conviction is what? That's what Shraddha. So, if anybody convinced that Bhagwan is the only thing worthy attaining, gaining in our life, is anybody convinced that Bhagwan is the only worthy thing gaining in my life, will he keep quiet? So that's what Bhagwan says here, Shraddha apavarga vartmani bhavati. Because spiritual pursuit is very, very subtle. Therefore, general mind doesn't receive Shraddha. We have Shraddha in the value of money, Shraddha in the validity of degree, Shraddha in the validity of any tangible achievement in our life, we have Shraddha. Correct? That's why we go for it. We work for it. 12 hours, 13 hours our children are studying. 12 hours, 13 hours are studying. And how many years? 5 years, 6 years. For one ordinary PhD. Ordinary PhD. I tell you, come with me, 5 years you will study, I will make you to earn 2 lakh rupees. I will make you Bhagavad Pandit, give you beautiful Shika, and I will make you Bhagavad Pandit, and you can earn. Why they struggle? 12 hours they go for office. Why? If they are convinced Bhagavan is the only worthy entity to achieve in your life, will you go 12 hours to work under someone as a slave? Understood? So, Shraddha is the beginning door. Once Shraddha comes, everything get loosens. Everything get loosened. So, it will be difficult. I should not threaten you. For Arthakama pursuit, Shraddha is there in every mind. But for pursuit of spirituality, Shraddha doesn't come. In spite of hearing many years, in spite of hearing Lord's glories, many years, Shraddha doesn't come. Apavarga vartmani shraddha bhavati. Because sadhu's words become a fact because their life is full of demonstrations of their teaching. Who is a sadhu? One who doesn't have any gap between what he knows and what he is. Naturally, when he says Bhagwan alone is the real thing and he alone is worthy of attaining, will he spend his time in video games? Will he spend time in video games? So, day in, day out, when you stay with that sadhu, you find SS, that is the only fact. So they become, their life becomes, day to day life becomes demonstration for their teaching. So you also gain faith. Then what happens? Ratihi bhavati, delight in the glory of the Lord. Apavarga vartmani ratihi bhavati. You get delight in the glory of the Lord. You get delight in the spiritual practices. Not a boring one. You don't simply rotate the japamala. People rotate the japamala. Why? Yes, rati is not there. It becomes a duty. Generally, all spiritual practices for a normal person is a duty. But for a person who is a jignasu, who is fortunate enough to get the satsanga, he gets shraddha in my existence, shraddha in the validity of the of gaining me in his life, shraddha in the spiritual practices, and shraddha in the words of the teacher. When he gets shraddha in all these aspects, naturally the result will be ratihi, delight in hearing more and more about my glory, not only about my glory in the external sense, about my real nature also they will hear. Then bhaktihi, love towards me comes. Apavarga vartmani shraddha bhavati, ratihi bhavati, bhaktihi bhavati. How it comes? Anukramishyati, Bhagavan says. Kramena bhavati. That means what? You cannot empty your mind in one day and put this bhakti another day. The jiva has to go through varieties of purifying action gained in due course. A mind with rati for artha kama is converted as a mind with rati for moksha or Bhagavan. Bhaktya puman jata viraga aindriya drishtasrutan mat rachananu chintaya chittasya yato grahane yoga yuktaha yatishyate rijibir yoga margaihi. Then next following stages are told here. Mad rachananu chintaya bhaktihi bhavati. Mad rachananu chintaya means by repeatedly dwelling in my srishtyadi leela, in my glories, naturally bhakti comes, naturally love comes. Bhaktya aindriyat sukhat jata virakaha bhavati. That is the one criterion whether the mind is with the Lord or not. To find out what is that criterion, the mind will not with sense pleasures. The mind with Lord cannot have time or energy for sense pleasures. It will not seek sense pleasures. Therefore, Bhagavan says, bhaktya aindriyat sukhat jata virakaha bhavati. Aindriya sukhat means indriya sukhat jata viragaha, dispassion comes. Not hatred, but dispassion. He says, I am a balded wala, there is no utility for me of this shampoo. Is there any utility for balded wala? With regard to shampoo, is there any utility? So he will not say, I hate shampoo, I don't like shampoo, it is useless, its existence should not be there in the creation. He doesn't say. He says, I am balded wala. I have no utility for. So let the others have according to their own wish, but I don't need all this. So naturally he withdraws from the mad pursuit of sense pleasures. Bhaktya aindriyat sukha jata viragaha bhavati. Once vairagyam comes from what? Bhagavan says, drishtasrutat sukhat, he says. Two types of sukham is there. One sukham, one type of sense pleasure is born out of local advertisements. Actually, as children, we don't know anything what is sukha, what is not sukha. Only advertisement makes us to go one by one. Okay. Mother advertises that you should wear cloth. From that onwards, advertisement comes. Mother says to baby, hey, wear cloth. Wear cloth? No, I am okay. You are okay, we are not okay. So wear cloth, have the underwear, this, that. That this fellow is accustomed to walk freely. So as even he comes from school, what first work he does? He removes everything and stands in front of everyone nicely with bare body. So the necessity of wearing the dress, advertisement comes. Mother gives that, then go to school. For what? Oh, you will get degree. Degree for what? You will get employment. Employment for what? You will get money. Money for what? You will get nice things. Nice things if I get what? Like that, go on, the child asks. Mother, convince. All these are all drishta advertisement. Local advertisement not only from the parent, from the society also. From the media wala also. As even you grow, the media wala will say, owner's pride, neighbor's envy, Onida. In your list, wish list, this Onida is added. Then complete man, Raymond shoots. That means what? This advertisement makes you to have an idea. If I have Raymond shoot, I will become complete man. One advertisement is there nowadays? Is there? Still is there. Complete man, Raymond shoots. And in one cigarette advertisement, made for each other. Made for each other, both are smoked. Made for husband and each other. Then, and recently one advertisement I saw, I pained by seeing that advertisement. Made for humans, Samsung Galaxy. Made for humans? That means all other mobile phones are not for humans? All other model by the same Samsung company, all other models are not for humans? In those days, initially when Coca-Cola company come, when advertisement is to come, may not be seen at all. The real thing, Coca-Cola, like that. Their players will be playing, hot sun will be there, they will be tired. So, they will be given this Coca-Cola. That time, the advertisement is what? The real thing, Coca-Cola. All other things are? And Shastra says, sadhus are telling Bhagwan is real. Okay. Sadhus or Shastra te Bhagwan is real. And gaining him, he will be owner's pride, neighbor's envy. Okay. Gaining the Lord in your life, you will be the satisfied person and neighbors will be envy. This fellow never cries at all. We are having all the time quarrel. That house doesn't have quarrel. You imagine a household wherein devotion and values are there. That household will not have any quarrel. But neighbors envy. Sadhu say, gain knowledge and have this all these beautiful values in your life, you will be perfect man. Worldly advertisement is what? Perfect man, Raymond shoots. So, drishta advertisement is that. Shruta advertisement. Shruta advertisement means advertisement from Shruti, Veda. In Karma Kanda, varieties of advertisement are there. Varieties of advertisements are there. So, you want to go to attend Ramba Urvasi music party, Surga Kamaha, so and so Yagaha, Yajeta. So, a Vairagi who is free from all these advertisements. He will not hate those things. He will say, this shampoo advertisement is not valid one for me, is not useful for me because I am already balded. So, how this Vairagyam comes? Vairagyam should come always by devotion. Devotion here, Viveka Shakti. Bhagavan, here devotion is at what level? Viveka Shakti level. Bhagavan is the only worthy thing. What about my day-to-day life? It will happen. It will happen automatically. Whether you like it or not, your body will ask food, somebody will feed you. Somebody will dress you, like parent dresses. Yeah, because they are uncomfortable. If we stay without dress, society is uncomfortable. So they will say, what they? Hey, please take this dress. And your pursuit must be what? For what? For gaining that eternal thing. And that happens bhaktiya. All local means and scriptural means will become what? Irrelevant for this devotee. He gains vairagyam towards all the worldly pleasures and advertisements. And repeatedly hearing, because of repeatedly hearing these local advertisements, mind is full of worldly desires. Even though the child doesn't have all these things, now Bidya puts all these things in the mind. Shobhana Dhyasa it is called. Yeah, false value is created in our mind by these advertisements. And already mind is with a vasana. Desire is there and these advertisements fuel. And finally what happened? Wrong ideals take care of the mind of the person, and naturally that person becomes a threat to the society. Whereas if you go to satsanga, they will tell what? They will advertise what? They will advertise about my glory, they will advertise about the glory of being compassionate, being accommodative, being truthful, being hardworking, being straightforward. So, mad rachananu chintaya bhaktiya, by hearing my glories repeatedly from the sadhus, you understand the futility of all these worldly pleasures. World is neither the cause of pleasure or pain. Ignorant mind is the cause of pain, wise mind is the cause of happiness or pleasure. But what to do? Being ignorant, it is confused also. So, like a dog which bites a dry bone, which is pricked, whose mouth is pricked by the dry bone, the dog thinks before biting this bone there was no blood. After stopping the biting of bone, blood will not be there. So during biting time only blood comes. Therefore, what is the cause of blood? Bone is the cause of blood. Whose philosophy it is? Dog's philosophy. Human being cannot afford to have this philosophy. Before eating ice cream, I was bored. After eating ice cream, I will be bored. During eating ice cream, I am happy. So, external world is the cause of my happiness or dukkha is what? Dog's philosophy, dry bone philosophy. This clarity comes because of sadhu sangha. In Gita also Bhagavan says to Arjuna, Yadate moha kalilam buddhir veditarishyasi tada gandasi nirvetam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. When the mind is purified by devotion, what happens? You get the clarity of thinking. Seeker is free from shobhana, dhyasa, infatuation for false promises. There is something in that object. Every object in the creation is worthy. Otherwise, why should it be there? Why it should be there? It is the manifestation of the Lord. Without purpose, even mosquito doesn't exist in the creation. That's what scientists say. Mosquito's existence also has a purpose. So, existence of everything in the creation has a purpose. What is the purpose you find out? Money is purposeful one. It has an utility. It has some role to play in your life. That doesn't mean that it will fulfill you. That doesn't mean it will make you free from insecurity. That doesn't mean you will get people by that. You may get comfortable room, but you may not get sleep. You may get 40 items to eat, but you may not have hunger to eat. By money you can have 40 items to eat, but you may not have hunger at all. So money has a value to purchase 40 items, but it has no meaning in fulfilling your stomach. So this extra extended value is there, na? Added values, they call it. When value is added, tax you have to pay. Added value by all these advertisements, that goes from the mind of the seeker. He sees things as it is. Neither he has dvesha, nor he has attachment towards anything. He uses everything judiciously and he sees thing as it is. So, he comes back to his thinking nature and develops vairagyam. Vairagyam doesn't mean hatred towards anything. Vairagyam means love towards the Lord. Vairagyam means love towards the Lord. Vairagyam means seeing things as they are. So his dependency on sense pleasures to find out security, peace and happiness goes away. Then he understands that all finite objects cannot be the source of his security. Nasti akritaha kritena. Same Upanishad only Bhagavatam. Bhagavan says, when they get devotion to me, all this idea of sukha, getting indriya sukha will go away. Upanishad says, pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmano nirvedam aya. What is that nirvedam? Vairagyam? Nasti akritaha kritena. By gaining something limited in my life, I am not going to be fulfilled. having knocked all the doors for security, peace and happiness, finally he knocks these doors of sadhus. Sadhus take that seeker to me. Due to vairagyam towards indriya sukham, chittasya grahanam bhavati, the wandering mind, the mad mind which is pursuing the sense pleasures, all the time only sense pleasures. So this mad pursuit will stop. Chittasya grahanam bhavati, chittasya grahane yoga yuktaha bhavati. Once the mind is turned towards me, towards the spiritual path, the seeker adheres to spiritual disciplines with one-pointed mind. Yatishyate rijibihi yoga margaihi. He strives in spiritual path, which is a straight path to moksha. Bhagavan here calls spiritual life as a straight path to moksha. Moksha means what? Not dying. Moksha means finding freedom. So we also want freedom in our life. What we want? Through wealth we want to be free. Through sense pressure we want to be free. Through people we want to be free. So all these are all not rijibi margaihi. They are not straightforward margas. In finding the freedom, no other pursuit can be a straightforward pursuit. All will help you indirectly. Pursuit of money will help you nicely, because you will get vairagya with chapel beating. Pursuit of a spouse will help you. You will get vairagya, chapel beating you will get. So these are all helping you to moksha marga, but indirectly it helps you. But in moksha marga, what is the straightforward way? Going to a sadhu and getting things without going through all those experience, intelligently learn to learn from others' mistakes. Learn to learn from others' mistakes. I told you, I think, in one TV interview, when I was talking about the glory of celibacy, one telephone call came. How a monk can talk about all these things? He doesn't have any experience. How can he guide us householders? So that anchor wala gave mic to me. So I told, no, I did not have experience, because I have records. When I have the intelligence to learn from your mistake, so to know whether electricity gives shock or not, I did not put my hand. When I have the capacity to learn that you have put finger in that electric box and got shock, when I learn from your mistake, why should I go for that mistake? So Bhagavan says, coming to satsanga is the ruju marga. Ruju marga means straight national highways. More details we'll see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadevaramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shochanam Runa Yaduttama Shloka Yashonugiyate Gopika Jivanasmaranam Govinda Govinda.